धन्य। Today, Bap Dada is seeing his elevated, self-sovereign children who have self-respect everywhere. Bap Dada has given the children higher self-respect than even to himself. Dada has made every child stop him or relieve him from falling at his feet and made him the crown of his head. He has always said that he is a server of the children, of the sweet children. He is such a big authority. But he has given that respect, that self-respect to the children. So, does each one of you feel that you have that much self-respect? What is the special qualification of the one who has self-respect? As much as self is there self-respect in someone, that much he will be the giver of respect to all. As much self-respect that much will there be humility in him, and also that much he will be loved by all. The one with the sign of the one with self-respect is that he is loved by God. and along with that, loved by everyone. Not loved in a limited way, but loved in an unlimited way. Just as the Father is loved by all, even if someone is a 1 month old child, or someone may be the original jewel, but each one accepts that I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. This is the sign of being loved by all, and also the sign of an elevated self-respect, because such children are the ones who will follow the Father. See, the Father has given respect to everyone, people of all professions, of all ages, from a child to even an aged person. To the youths, He gave the self-respect that instead of becoming destructive, you are the ones who are the creators of the new world. That is, He made them so great. To those living in households, He made them so great that even the great souls of today, the Jagat Gurus, the big sages and sannyasis, they too bow in front of those living in family life, because He made them elevated whilst living in their families. To the Kumaris, He said, "You are the Shiv Shaktis, and you are more elevated than even the great souls. To the aged, he said that he gave the self-respect that you are similar to me. Brahma Baba gave that self-respect, just as my body is old, so too is yours, so you are like me. In this way he gave self-respect. He taught how the children could keep self-respect for themselves. That is, he saw everyone with that respect and also taught how others should look at each other with that respect. Not only see each other with that respect, but also experiencing that whilst coming in contact and relationships. Why? Why did he do that? Because when self-respect is given, then ego is automatically finished. Where there is self-respect, where there the ego of the body will not be there. This the easy method is. The easy method for renouncing body consciousness, for finishing body consciousness, is to always maintain self-respect and to see one another with that self-respect. Even if someone is an infantry, maybe he is the last bead of the 16,108 rosary. However, even in that last, even being the last number, according to the drama, the father says that he has some or the other speciality. So the father says that he has some or the other speciality according to the drama, and therefore he is in the rosary. The one with self-respect sees the other's speciality and gives him respect. In his drishti, attitude, outlook, actions, specialities of each one are merged. Whoever has become Baba's child, that one is a special soul. Whatever his number may be, of course each one is number wise, but he is one out of multi-millions to have belonged to Baba. He is one out of multi-millions in the world to have belonged to Baba. So do all of you consider yourselves to be special souls in this way? You have to maintain your self-respect in this way. You don't have to come in body consciousness, but you have to stay in self-respect. Why does Baba love each child? Why has Baba love for every child? Because the father knows the father knows that each child has recognized me and become mine. In this gathering too, there may be many who are first timers. But the moment someone says, "My Baba," he becomes worthy to receive the Father's love. Bab Dada has love for all the children everywhere. In the same way, you have to follow the father. Nobody is not liked. All are liked. See, whichever children say, "My Baba," so whoever says, "My Baba," now who brought that feeling of mindness, or what brought that feeling of mindness? Love, is it not?
Ch-
who brought that feeling of belongingness? It's love, is it not? All those who are sitting here, do you feel that it is love which has made you belong to Baba? It's the Father's love, which is like a magnet. The magnetic attraction of love made you belong to Baba. It's the love coming from the heart. It's not just love for namesake, for the sake of saying only. No, it is the love coming from the heart. Which is the foundation of Brahman life. Why do all of you come to meet Baba? It is love which has brought you here, is it not? All of you who are sitting here, you have come here. Why? Why have you come here? It is love which has pulled you here, has it not? And how much love is it? Is it 100% love or is it less than that? Those who think that they are 100% in the subject of love, raise their hand. Those who are 100% in the subject of love, is it 100%? 100%, because everyone is raising their hand. So not even 1% less, yes? Not even 1% less. Okay. Everyone is raising their hands, so Baba is looking everywhere. So you have that much love. But then, do you have love also for each other amongst you Brahmins? Do you have that much love for each other too? Should Baba make you raise your hand in that, for that?
Yes.
In this, there will be percentage, won't it be? Just as Baba has love for everyone, similarly, the children too. Should have love for all and should be loved by all. Don't see anyone's weaknesses. Even if somebody is under the influence of his weakness, his weak sanskar, then do you have to follow him? Do you have to follow the one who is under the influence? No. So, you are the ones who give others the mantra of how to free the self from influences, aren't you? So you are the ones who free others from influences.
Churane wale ona.
Until that one, the ones who free others from influences, or are you the ones who watch others being influenced? Or do you say, but what can we do? We are able to see it. What can we do it? Even now, for example, if something is bad, even if it's visible, you can see it. But what do you do with it then? Do you keep watching it? Or you just go away from that place or from it? Because Bap Dada noticed that those who love from the heart, that is, they love Baba from the heart, they are loved by everyone automatically. They will definitely be loved by all if they have love for Baba from the heart. There's an easy method to experience love from the heart. There's an easy method for becoming complete and perfect in this. However much knowledgeable someone may be, but if he doesn't have love in his heart, then he will not find amusement in Brahmin life. His life will be very dry. Because knowledge without love, if there is knowledge but there isn't love, that is, knowledge without love, it will lead to dryness. Why? Because knowledge leads to many questions in the form of why this, what that, and so on. But when there is love with knowledge, along with knowledge, then the one who is having love will always be lost in that love. And also he will not have to work hard or labor to remember, because he is already lost in love. But if he is just knowledgeable without love, he'll have to work hard. So he eats the fruit of labor, but that one with love eats the fruit of love. Knowledge is the seed. However, water, love is the water. If the seed does not get the water of love, there will not be any fruit resulting. Therefore, today, today, Bab Dada was checking how much love the children have in their hearts. Whether it is love for Baba or it is love for everyone else. So what do you consider yourselves? Are you the ones who have love in you? Are you loving? Those who say that they are loving, they have love in their hearts, raise their hands. All of you have love in your heart. You have love for everyone in your heart. Do you have love for everyone in your heart? Acha? Now, okay, yes, you have love for Baba in your heart, that's true. But do you have love for everyone in your heart? For everyone, without excluding anyone. Do you feel that everyone is my brother or sister? And does each one else think the same for you? Does each one also have love for you? Or only a few accept that or have love for you? Just as all will raise their hand when it is asked whether you have love for Baba, everyone will raise their hand. Similarly, will you raise your hand even if it is asked that you have love for all and that everyone has love for you? If everyone is asked that, do all of you love him, will everyone raise their hand for you? Will you get the certificate from everyone? Because Bab Dada has told you earlier that you don't have to take the certificate only from Baba. The certificate to receive is not only from Baba, but you also have to take the certificate from the whole Brahmin family. Why? Because at this time, Baba is called Dharam Raj. Dharam means religion and Raj means kingdom. So Baba is establishing religion and kingdom at the same time. It's not that only the father will be in the kingdom, but the whole family will be in the kingdom. And therefore, you have to be loved by Baba and you also have to be loved by the whole family. You have become knowledgeable, but along with that, it is also essential to be loving. to stay in self-respect and to give respect, both are necessary. The moment you took a Brahmin birth, the father gave you respect. That's why you became elevated. In this one birth, you have to give respect, and for the whole kalpa, you will then reap its fruit in the form of receiving respect from others. In this one birth, you have to give respect for half a kalpa. You receive respect for first half kalpa. You receive respect from those in your kingdom, and for the other half kalpa you receive respect from your devotees. But the basis for receiving respect in the whole kalpa is that now you give respect to others. Give respect to others and receive respect from others. See, this is the first meeting of the season. All the children have come from everywhere and gathered here with love. All of you who have come for the first time in this kalpa, the first timers, raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. There are many first timers. See, Baba Singh, there are many. Look at the back, there are many. So you have come for the first time and you have taken the first chance. So the ones who take the first chance, they are being congratulated. So congratulations to you for taking the first chance to come in the first meeting.
Sabhi ko apne
aren't all of you happy to see the expansion in the aren't all of you happy to see the expansion in the family? Aren't you happy to see so many brothers and sisters come? So, wow, how great my brothers have come. How great my sisters have come. Don't you feel like that? Even Bap Dada is very happy. Children who had been separated for a long time have now come back to claim their lost fortune, their lost rights. They've come back to take their rights. So are all of you happy, or are you very, 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 very happy? And they are saying, very, very, very happy. They are waving to Baba. Double foreigners have come too. There are about 200 double foreigners in this meeting. All are sitting here, or there are some sitting here too. Yes, double foreigners. You can all raise your hand. All double foreigners, raise your hand. All double foreigners, yes. Yes, Papa is watching you. The double foreigners are very clever. You don't leave any turn. In every turn, every meeting, there are double foreigners all the time. It's good. So those who take a chance are called the chancellors. You're clever in taking a chance, aren't you? Bap Dada is congratulating the double foreigners for one special thing. What is that? You had been scattered all over the world. See where you went. Your country changed, your religion changed, your culture changed. However, in spite of that, in spite of so much change, your eye of recognizing the Father was very powerful. This is why, in spite of so many changes, you recognize the Baba in a very with that cleverness. You are very clever in recognizing the Father. You have recognized the Father. And you also have made the Father belong to you. You have made the family belong to you. You have made the Brahmin culture belong to you. Therefore you're clever, aren't you? Yeah. Bab Dada sees this speciality in you all the time.
Ki Bab se bhi pyar hai.
That you not only have love for Baba alone, but you also have great love for the service too.
Seva se pyar hone ke karan.
It's because you have so much love for service as well.
Bahut busy hote ho na.
You stay very busy, don't you? Because you do double service. So not just double, but even triple service. You do triple service. One is Lokik job. Second is serving others by giving, imparting knowledge to them. And third, along with these two, Bab Dada has seen in the majority of the children that in the centers too, you become cooperative in doing karma yoga. So you do karma yoga at the centers. When Bab Dada watches you and he sees that how you do triple service, that how the children remain busy in triple service, he is very happy. And in his heart of hearts, he congratulates you. Even now, at present, Bab Dada is watching that how in all corners, everywhere, in all foreign lands, in some countries it is night time, in some countries it is daytime, but they are all at the center celebrating a meeting with Baba. So Baba is watching you wherever you are, in whichever country you are sitting and listening to Baba, watching Baba through internet. Baba is watching you too. And also, in order to make you increase your speed of efforts, you have got a very good dadi, Dadi Janki. Baba is praising Dadi Janki, how she encourages you to make your efforts fast, you know, to speeden up your efforts. So you have got very good dadi, isn't it like that? Even if she, finds out that you have some weakness, immediately she keeps on giving classes, class after class, to make sure that that weakness goes from you. Dadi Janki is smiling. No, she's also serious. Whoever it may be, whether it is someone from India or someone from any country, if anyone finds it difficult in any subject, the main reason for that is there isn't that much love in the heart. Love in the heart means to be lost in love. And when there's love, one doesn't have to remember. On the contrary, it may becomes difficult to forget. That's what love does. It makes it difficult to forget. If one has to labor, it means the reason is that you need to check how much love you have in your heart. Probably there is some leakage somewhere, so make sure that there's no leakage anywhere. Now, Baba is mentioning what different forms of leakage. One is, it could be attachment towards a person or maybe to his specialities. You're attached to someone or you're attached to someone's specialities. Or maybe attached to some objects. Maybe attached to facilities, or maybe more equipments, more you want this, you want that, so you're attracted towards that. Yes, if everything is according to the law, it's fine. But if you want this, you want that, it's like you're attached to it and you want it somehow or the other. And then you remember the salvation. Your salvation means your desires. I want this, I want that. You want your desires to be fulfilled. Now, this will lead to a leakage. And if there is any type of leakage of this sort, then that person in his life, for any reason, he or she will never experience satisfaction. That one will be dissatisfied for some or the other reason. He will keep on experiencing dissatisfaction all the time. And where there is satisfaction, the sign of that is he will always be contented, always happy. That one will be always like a blooming, a blossomed rose flower full of fragrance, smiling like that all the time. His mood will never be off. He will always be double light. So, did you understand? Now, free yourself from labor. Bab Dada doesn't like you working so hard, laboring in this way. For half a kalpa you have labored a lot and now you have to experience pleasure, be lost in love. go into the depth of the ocean of knowledge and experience the jewels of experience. The pearls of experience, experience them by going into the depth. It's not that you just take one dive and come out quickly. No, just be lost in it. Be absorbed in it. Well, if you have made a promise, haven't you? That we will be with you, we will go together with you. You have made this promise, haven't you, that you will go with Baba, or will you will accompany Baba? That is your promise, or you say that you will be going at the back, behind. So all of you have made a promise to accompany Baba, to be with Baba, to go together, no? So they're raising their hand for that. Yes. Are you ready to go with Baba hand in hand? And if you want to go with Baba hand in hand together, that means you have to be like the Father. Who will be able to accompany Baba hand in hand? Only those who are like Baba, no? So you wish to go with Baba. Are you ever ready? Are you ever ready? Those sitting in the front row, are you ever ready? All the dadis and dadas are sitting there. So I was asking the front row, are you ever ready? If Baba tells you that tomorrow you have to go, are you ready? And they're all saying, yes. If Baba gives you an order that tomorrow all of you have to come, those in family life, won't you remember your children? Mothers, are you ready? If Baba tells you to come tomorrow, are you ready? And they're all raising their hand, yes. You won't remember your children? You won't remember anyone? What about the teachers? Won't you remember your centers? Won't you remember your students? No? You won't remember your students? All of you have finished all attachments? Are you free of all attachments? And they are saying yes. So that Baba is saying, it's very good then. Then you will not have to labor anymore. Today, Bab Dada, today, Bab Dada, is saying to everyone, whether you're sitting in front or whether you are at your centers listening to Baba, watching Baba. Baba is saying today, Bab Dada is saying, children, be lost in love and finish off all hard efforts. And will you be that? Will you do it? Will you be lost in love? From tomorrow onwards, no one will come to the dadis for anything, for any reason. Not. You won't meet them for any problems or any complaints, no? You won't go to your zone heads with any complaints, but you will go complete. Yes? Is it okay? And now you can raise your hand. So think before you raise your hand. Don't just raise your hand for without thinking. What about the first line? You're not thinking, you're not raising your hand. Did you raise your hand? Those sitting in the front, all the karma yogis, Baba is telling them, no complaints, no, this is mine, no, nothing is mine. Neither I nor mine, both finished. See, you have made a promise, it's good, congratulations for making the promise. But what happens is that you don't take the benefit of the promises you make. You make a promise very quickly, but you don't take its benefit. The rhyming words, vaida is promise and faida is benefit. And in order to take benefit of that promise, every day have the realization in you and then revise your promise every day. First of all, realize it, that you have made a promise, and then revise that promise every day. After Amrit Vela, meeting with Baba, think of the promise and think of the benefit of that promise. Then maintain the balance and see the chart of that balance. What promise you made and how much benefit you are taking by making that promise. So realize it, revise it, and there'll be a balance, and then everything will become all right. Bab Dada knows that those who came for the meeting, they too made a promise. You know, we wrote promises. All those who were in the meeting, the seniors meeting, they stand up. So they're all standing up. There were about 125, all senior zone in charges, sub-zone in charges, and chairpersons, coordinators of different wings. So they're all in the front. About 150 roundabout brothers and sisters, all seniors, more than 30, 40 years in Gyan. So Baba is looking at them and did you make a promise permanently or was it just for putting in the file only? Did you write the promise only for putting in the file or did you make it a final promise? Nibirbhai is saying final promise. Yes, was it a final promise? So you can clap for them. And everyone is clapping. You can clap loudly. Never mind, clap well. Very good, very good. Yes, you may sit down. All the dadis and dadas are in this group. So Baba is very happy and Baba is telling, if even those who have made the promise and they say they are final, so even if this many become final, the others will come easily and become final. Because see, all of you are the main instruments, the support. The images of support of all. And therefore, service of others can happen only when there is service of the self. Service of the self is the basis of world service. If so many of you have made a promise and are going to get the benefit of that promise, then your feeling of an instrument will help others as well. you have to realize it again and again. You have to realize it from the heart, what I have to do and what I don't have to do. Think over again and again. So whatever you don't have to do, whatever you don't have to do, you close it and put the all seal of Almighty, Almighty seal over it and close it for half a kalpa to be not opened again. And then say, Haji, Haji, yes please, as you are Master Almighty Authorities, you can do whatever you wish to do. You have been given that much authority from the Father. Before you think or speak or do any actions, first of all find out whether whatever you are going to do, are they like that what the Father would do? So check that first and then bring it into practical shape. If your intellect accepts that yes, it's good, it's do it, then you bring it into practical form. If you want to become like the Father, then you also have to do like that of the Father. You have also to be like that as the Father is. Bap Dada is seeing each one of you with great, great, great hopes that it's you who are going to become that you had become, and you will definitely become again. You definitely have to become again. You had become and you definitely have to become again. The only thing is that you have to remember just two words, that's all for that. One is Nimit, that is I am an instrument and I have to be humble, Nirman. Nimit is instrument and Nirman is humble. So instrument and I am an instrument and I have to be humble. In this, ego will finish. I-ness and my-ness will finish. I am an instrument and I have to be humble. Come what may, I have to be humble. As you are going to celebrate the 70th year, Bapdada got the news of that because in a meeting, you know, that as next year will be the 70th year of the Yajna. So you are going to celebrate it and for that you are making plans. So double foreigners too are making plans for that. to celebrate the 70th year of the yajna. So, Bap Dada, now in what way or how does Bap Dada want the 70th year to be celebrated? Because everyone has a right. Do you have the enthusiasm to celebrate the 70th year of the yajna? All of you, the teachers, mothers, everyone, all of you are enthusiastic, double foreigners, you want to celebrate the 70th year of the yajna next year with enthusiasm? Yes, raise your hand. Yes. Yes. Of course, you have already made plans of service, and you'll make more and more plans. You are very clever in making plans. Bap Dada has seen that you make very good plans. Bap Dada likes the plans you make. So, but what does Bap Dada want from you? Bap Dada wants just one word from you, one thing in the form of one word. That one word is
Safal karo, safal
bano. The word is Safal. Safal has many meanings. So Baba is saying Safal karo, that means use everything in a worthwhile way. And Safal Banos, become successful. So use everything in a worthwhile way, whatever treasures you have, your thoughts, your powers, your virtues, your words, your actions, even your actions are your treasures, they are your powers. So time is your treasure. So all these, what you have, what you possess, so they are your treasures. You have to use them in a worthwhile way. Whether it's also physical wealth or spiritual wealth, everything has to be used in a worthwhile way. Use them in a worthwhile way and become successful. Become embodiments of success. So take the certificate of success. You have to take the certificate of success.
Safal karo. Or safal karo.
Make everything be used in a worthwhile way and make others also use everything in a worthwhile way. Make them to use everything in a worthwhile way. So if somebody is not making his treasures be used in a worthwhile way, don't tell him in words, but through your good feelings, your pure feelings, your good wishes. And the respect you give to him, so through good wishes, pure feelings and your respect which you give to him, you make him use everything in a worthwhile way. Don't just tell him forcibly or instruct him. Even if you have to tell him something, you can, but tell him along with mercy, forgiveness, become an embodiment of forgiveness and tell him what he has to do.
Merciful bano.
Become merciful.
Rahmdil bano.
Have mercy on everyone. Your merciful form
avashyasikya ka
phal dikhayega, will give the fruit of your teachings. See, in today's world, even those of science, first they operate, but before they operate, they give anesthesia, and then they operate. They don't use the knife just like that. So even before they apply tincture, you know, which gives a burning sensation, they blow so that it cools, you know, the skin cools, and then they apply tincture. Therefore, you too first become merciful and then give the teachings. Then that will have an impact. Otherwise, what happens is that you keep giving the teachings and the other one is a better teacher than you. He knows how he has to argue. So a teacher will never accept the teachings of any other teacher. The point which you are going to give to him, don't do this, don't do that, this is not good for you, that is not good for you. He is very clever. He will have 10 points to cut what you want him to do. This is why first forgiveness and then the teachings. Let them go together. Therefore, in for the 70th year, the theme is make everything be used in a worthwhile way and bring success and become successful. Make everything be used successfully. And in this way, get success. If you want to be double light, then you have to be, make everything be used in a successful way. Even your sanskars too. Your original beginning sanskars, which are the sanskars of a deity, the original eternal sanskars of the soul, emerge them, emerge these types of sanskars, the original sanskar of the soul and the first sanskars of the deity, emerge them. And finish off the old impure sanskars, the negative sanskars. Finish them. Destroy them. Burn them. And emerge the original and first sanskars. At present, there is one complaint coming from all that we are not able to change our sanskars. We are not able to change our sanskars. So in these 70 years, in the 70th year, you will do some wonder, won't you? Now, show the speciality of this type of transformation in you.
Ticana.
Is it okay? You have to do it in the 70th year, is it not? Will you do it? Will you do it? Or is it already done? Do you have to do it or is it already done? You only have to be an instrument, that's all. Just be instrumental. It's already done anyway.
Acha.
Okay.
Bab dada. Sabhi bachcho ko dekh. Geet gaate hai.
Bab dada sings a song on seeing all the children. Wow, my children, wow. Okay, what is to be done? So, to this time service is being done by indoor zone. All those of indoor zone stand up. Nearly 2,500 in total have come from indoor zone. One zone only, 2,500. So many teachers and kumaris.
Indoor hostel ki kumariyan.
Kumaris of indoor hostel are here.
Yes,
so many kumaris to indoor hostel. So teachers in the front and kumaris at the back of indoor hostel. So many sevadharis are here too. It's indoor's turn to do service. 2,500. Just from one zone. Very good. Whatever service you did, you did it from the heart with great love, and therefore you are experiencing the immediate fruit, the revealed fruit in the form of happiness, aren't you? You are experiencing the immediate fruit of happiness, aren't you? The future fruit of this service is being accumulated in the account of charity. Your account of charity has increased. Therefore, you got the fruit for the present and you have accumulated the fruit for the future as well. It's good that every zone gets a chance to serve. And by getting a special chance to serve, they are able to get the benefit of the atmosphere here. They are able to increase their acts of charity and add in their account of charity, and also the love for each other grows. So there's benefit all the time. So you've done it very well, and from tomorrow onwards it's be like closing too. So whatever you did very good. You served well and you got the fruit of that service, and it has accumulated in your account, which you will take from here forever. Okay, very good. There are mothers, there are kumaris. All are sevadharis, good. And Pandavas, of course. Yes, they are waving to Baba. All the Pandavas, raise your hand. There are more Pandavas. Mothers, raise your hand. Mothers. Yes. Pandavas are more. Kumaris, raise your hand. The Kumaris are sitting, are in the front. All together. You have taken the chance of service and you have also made a promise. So whatever promise you have made, you have to continue to give a return of that. You have to take the benefit of the promise you have made, not just make a promise only, but take the benefit of that promise too. Okay, you may sit down.
इंदौर हॉस्टल की कुमारियों के साथ नडियाद हॉस्टल की कुमारियां भी हैं।
तेरा कुमारी स्वाम।
नहीं, नडियाद हॉस्टल की कुमारियां और इंदौर हॉस्टल की कुमारियां दोनों हैं।
कुमारी स्वाम नडियाद हॉस्टल एंड इंदौर हॉस्टल एंड
इंदौर
इंदौर की बैठ जाओ नडियाद की उठाओ।
How many of Indore, those of Nariyad Hostel. Nariyad Hostel. Not many.
Nariyad ki thodi
hai. There are very few.
Achha thodi.
There are very few.
10 kumariyan aayi hain.
There are 10 kumaris from
Nariyad Hostel.
From Nariyad Hostel.
Theek hai, Nariyad.
Those Kumaris from Nariyad Hostel. Nariyad is a place in Gujarat. There too there is a hostel. So the 10 Kumaris have come from there.
Swaunati, seva ki unati.
Self-progress and progress in service. Are you experiencing both? Are you experiencing both? Yes. They are giving to Baba. It's good. Also the other Kumaris are there. The Kumaris have come for teachers training. They too stand up. Yes, about 50 Kumaris are here who have undergone a teachers training course. Yes, those are, yes, the other Kumaris and these Kumaris, there are so many Kumaris here sitting in the front. Baba is calling the Nariyad Kumaris in the front. So all these Kumaris, whether they are in Nariyad or whether they are having training in Madhuban, now you belong to Madhuban, no? The Kumaris have undergone the training for a few months in different centers. So Baba is telling them, you have kept an aim, haven't you? Completely. What is your aim? That I have to become an embodiment of success. I don't have to become a problem, but I have to become an image of solutions. I don't have to be influenced by the atmosphere. Instead, I have to create my impact on the atmosphere. You have you felt that much power in you? If you don't get the right atmosphere, what will you do? What will you do? Will you influence others through your stage and create that powerful atmosphere? And they are saying yes. Then you should all clap for these teachers, Kumaris who are training to be teachers. It's very good. See, your picture is coming and the video. Your photo is coming. And
report
Bab Dada will take your report every month of how you are progressing, and then Baba will also congratulate you. Because you have a right to success. You have to claim the rights to success, is it not? It is good. Congratulations for one thing now, that you have kept the courage and have come forward and undergone the training. So Bab Dada is giving multi-million fold help as you have taken one step forward of courage. You have a right to the multi-million fold help from the Father. You have to be always have to have a happy heart. Never get disheartened. If any problem comes, give your problem to Baba. Do not keep it in your heart. Just give it to Baba. Say, Baba, you take it. I am an embodiment of solutions. Okay, is it okay? Okay. You are courageous ones and continue to maintain that courage. You may sit down.
Baba, Katak may be mega program. Katak ka mega program bhi aur Puri may be program raha.
There was
Katak. 2 lakh aaye, mega program raha, aur Puri mein bhi achha program raha.
That's a very good program in Katak. 200,000 people came for the Katak program. Also a program in Puri in Orissa. So Baba is saying that everywhere there are very good programs. This program of giving the message to 100,000, that message is going to them, it is reaching them. People are coming to know more and more that this there is a Brahma Kumaris organization. And these Brahma Kumaris want this type of work to be done. They are coming to know more and more. But then Bab Dada says, Baba, for all the old centers, Baba has one pure desire for them. But then that desire is now of Baba is not being fulfilled, their wish is not being fulfilled. This is a sweet complaint for the older centers. Baba's wish is that air quality souls should come out. Also, fast effort maker souls should come out. And they should be presented before Baba. More of these type of souls should be presented before Baba. Air quality souls. Yes, the VIPs do come to these big centers. But then they should become VIPs. VIPs should not remain as VIPs. IPs should not remain as IPs. But they should experience Brahman life. Quantity is increasing, of course. Now you have to create quality souls in every zone. Prepare a garland of quality souls. Prepare quality souls, the hopeful souls. Sustain them more and make them come more into contact and relationship. You do make plans, of course. Now, give a speed to these plans. Boost these plans and make them take a practical shape. So why Baba is saying this? Because you need a very powerful number to come at the beginning of golden age. So not those who come occasionally, but those who are strong, pakka, powerful, those who will win and become one and take the first number and come at the beginning of golden age. You have to prepare such a garland, such a bouquet. Even if subjects are created, but then those subjects also will be special, will come at the beginning of golden age. They too will claim the rights to being the masters of heaven, because the glamour, the show, the pomp of the first birth will be different, won't it be? Therefore, every zone get that result, bring that result out. You have held many programs, and for that, congratulations, no doubt. Bhaktada thinks that whatever you have done is good. You have made everything be used in a worthwhile way, and you have made everyone come into enthusiasm and zeal. That's good. And you have come in contact of big people, but then Baba wants to see the result of that. If 150,000 come in a gathering, at least there should be a few who will come one, come first or be one and win. Baba wants to see such souls. Prepare such a program. And the old centers should create new heirs. Of course, those who are old in Gyan, Baba congratulates them, but then Baba wants new heir souls. Because in golden age you need souls for the royal family, you need souls who will be in your close contact in golden age, so you need everything. all types of people there. So what else? And Shashiben says now Yad Pyar, said the last. Because Baba did not give Yad Pyar at the end of the Murli. Okay. Now for 1 minute.
1 minute for sure.
1 minute is famous, is it not? So for 1 minute. All those who promise that they will be freed of labor. Have you not all promised? Yes, that you will free yourselves of labor. Yes, video brother, Sente, and photo. Now, for 1 minute, all of you. Whatever promise you have made, now underline that with the words determination in your mind. Make it firm in your mind. Let that promise be underlined. And Baba goes into deep silence. Bhavdatta is giving powerful drishti to everyone.
Achcha.
Okay.
Sarva. Charurke. Swavantari. Pachu.
All the children everywhere who have self-respect, to those who have love for the Father, those who are loved by the Father, who are loved by everyone too.
Venatamukta. Jivanmukta.
Who who are free of labor and therefore experience Jivan Mukti. To such fast effort maker children. To all the children who maintain a balance of promise and taking the benefit of that promise, to such children who are always in pleasure and make others experience pleasure, to such a children who have the rights of all the treasures at Sangam Yug, Bap Dada's Yad Pyar, and the blessings of the heart from the Comforter of Hearts. Yad Pyar and Namaste to all the children.